If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Dan, good morning. I saw a picture of you on Facebook the other day with Mike Ditka. How's he doing? And then we'll talk about the Super Bowl. How's the coach?
Well, good morning. And I got to tell you, you couldn't see a happier guy than Coach Ditka. He's in a, you know, he's in a great place. He's back here in Chicago. He was in a great mood, and we had some laughs and a real good visit. I hadn't seen Coach in a couple of years, and he was excited about watching the Super Bowl, kind of interested in how it was going to turn out. And I told him, I said, get ready. The Eagles are going to rock them. And he laughed because I think he and Andy Reid have been friends for a long time. But either way, it was great to see him. And, you know, and one of the things that we talked about was Matthew McConaughey's got this new stick where he's, you know, emulating Ditka with, you know, the Bears and all that stuff. And and you could tell by, you know, looking at Coach that he knew that, you know, he had left a mark on not only the world of football, but, you know, in pop culture, too. And so yeah, we had some fun and we had some laughs.
That's great.
Hey, Hamp, let's talk about the game a little bit here, and I'm just curious to get your impressions of it, especially from the Eagles' standpoint. Well, you know, I kind of thought their defense was going to have something to do with it. I never expected that they had this much effect on the game.
Guys, I got to tell you, it's kind of a testament to, you know, the mantra that we've been saying, hey, we got to build the offensive line. You build the offensive line, a lot of good things happen. You know, the Eagles started the season 2-2, and they made the decision, hey, we're going to be more conservative. We're going to run the ball. And they went 16-1 from that point on. So, yeah, their plan worked, and it's a plan that I think the Bears could emulate. But, man, their offensive line and their defensive line just dominated the game. And in a lot of ways, you know, I was down in New Orleans yesterday for a little while, and there was a vibe, and it kind of reminded me of, you know, people were talking about the, you know, our Super Bowl, and it was very similar. You know, it was a game that was dominated at the line of scrimmage that really reflected it on the scoreboard. And, you know, hey, look, Kansas City, they had a great run, but boy, you talk about collapsing. Their offense, defensive line, they couldn't handle what was happening, at the line of scrimmage, and when that happens, no matter how great a stars you got, the ball won't be able to, you know, to get out to them.
Yeah. The Chiefs had 23 yards against the Eagles at halftime, the fewest for a Super Bowl team since the Patriots had minus 19 in the first half against the Bears defense. Dan, I think you remember a little bit about that, don't you?
That's ridiculous. Minus 19 at half. You know, I never really kind of look at the numbers, but, you know, it was very similar dominance, you know, a shutout. And obviously, we, you know, we had a field goal scored on us, you know, early in the game, and then essentially it was zip. But, you know, the one thing that I think is very, you know, it kind of jumps out about the NFL after this game was that the more everybody talks about, you know, all of these new concepts and this and that, boy, having those big people at the line of scrimmage are, you know, are the answer to most all the problems. And Jalen Hurts had a fine game. Barkley was fine. Everybody was fine, but it was all, you know, the byproduct of a great offensive line. And I got to tell you, the one thing that really jumped out at me, and I think you mentioned it, Andy, was the Chiefs the last 2 years have had the best scoring defense in football. You couldn't have told me that, you know, at halftime last night. So, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, think about this, folks. We've got a new coach, new direction. So the Eagles were kind of in disarray last year. They bring in Vic Fangio, Kellen Moore to coach the offense. Voila, good things happen. So, hey, I'm very excited about the draft, free agency that's going to be coming up in about 5 weeks. So, you know, we can enjoy the Super Bowl, but we can project that before you know it, we might be one of those teams people are talking about and maybe, you know, hearkening back to some of the good old days.
You mentioned Jalen Hurts was fine, and yeah, he was. I mean, almost perfection as far as the passing game went, and he did some things on the ground as well. I hate to try to make comparisons, but I mean, you look at what Caleb Williams was able to do last year behind the offensive line that he was running for his life the entire time. Can only imagine what he'd be able to do now with some protection and that kind of a game plan.
Hey, you make a great point. You know, both of them can run. One ran for first downs, the other one's running for his life. You know, Andy, look, let me – the one thing is, when Ben Johnson took the job, he told George McKeskey, he told George, I want this job. Now, what do you think he wanted that job? Because he knows the most important player in the game of football is the quarterback. And, you know, there's no beating around the bush. Look at the two players last night. Which one, you know, affected the game the most positively was Jalen Hurts. And everybody thinks Mahomes could be the best of all time. So, you know, yeah, you need some help, but it's about the quarterback. And Ben Johnson has said, I want to work with this kid. And so all of the things that have happened in the last 2-3 weeks since the conclusion of the season, you know, it's kind of like you're building a barn. You got to put up the posts and then, you know, the rafters. And then, well, they're in the process of constructing this thing. And for the first time in a long time, I feel, you know, the media, they have to do what they do. But for the first time in a long time, I feel like we have someone that knows exactly how he wants to get to where we need to be. So, yeah, I enjoyed the game. I'm happy for the Eagles. But, you know, tomorrow, the Eagles are just somebody we got to beat to get to San Francisco next year, where they're going to have the 40th anniversary of our old Super Bowl. So it'll be fun watching this season, and it's going to be on us before you know it.
And it was nice seeing the NFL honoring Virginia McCaskey and Dick Geron before the game, wasn't it, Dan?
Absolutely. You know, Coach Geron, he was a class act, and he had a lot of good things that he brought. Miss McCaskey, I've told you this. She was my favorite McCaskey. She was the only one that never yelled at me. And at some point, you know, I mean, it's everybody's story ends at some point. And 102, it's fantastic. I told Brian McCaskey, I said, I'm out of town now, but I'm going to be back for, you know, the services and look forward to seeing them and celebrate what a magnificent life she had.
Dan Hampton, really have enjoyed chatting with you all season. Look forward to next year. Hopefully you and OB, your blood pressure will be down a little bit from what it's been the last couple of years, and we'll have some fun along the way. So thanks.
Absolutely. Now that we finally have an offensive coordinator, our blood pressure medicine is cut in half. All right, guys. Thanks so much.
Go Bears. Thanks, Dan.